So, you know who's kind of a hero of mine is Dr. Kevorkian. I think he is. I think he's great, man. I think I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. He's taking the hit for all of us. He's bringing the issue to the forefront. Because it scares me that I think it's weird that in this country that somebody lives hundreds of miles away from you who you will never interact with, who has never met you, doesn't know anything about you, will somehow be able to control your destiny. Like if I want to end my life, if I have a terminal disease and I want to die with dignity and in peace, there's somebody far away who can prevent it. You know, somebody's like, hi, just wanted to call. And my name is Jeanette Dunwoody. I'm calling from Valdosta, Georgia. And I heard about your situation. You're trying to kill yourself. And I just wanted to say, you can't. What? No, because it's not right. Because all life is precious. Well, no, my life's not precious. I've been reduced to a shit and piss factory. That's all I do. I hurt always. I can't do anything. I'm going to die within a year, and I'm in pain constantly. I just want to go with dignity. Oh, but, no. Because of the Bible. I don't believe in the Bible. Well, I do, silly. All right, great. Good, good. That makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. All right.